Well, the message of Tarek Aleph, by Sif Dalet, the Sugya of Tatok Govar. Pashas, why is he here for? What's the Cheshbon of the Sugya? So, when he's learning Chol HaBosor, the Kul Zayin, bringing down the Sugya of Tzeinim and Tzeinim. Building upon the idea of Tzeinim and Tzeinim, we have the Sugya of Psochem, that Ayinvo, that brings down Tzeinim and Tzeinim. Over there has a Braisa, that's not to a first, Tzeinim and Tzeinim is a Docho. Afterwards, it says, Alokha Vitzcham B'Tzeinim. And according to Shmuel, the Mekla Bola, the other Lokha is Klipo. Now, from the case of Chamed Becham, and the case of Tzeinim Becham, according to Shmuel, the case of Kuloi. Then the Gemara is Mamshech, brings down Med Vam Amurim, a case where there is no Melicha. Have a Shloin Necha Machbas Molchai. Then, even the case of Tzeinim B'Tzeinim, and have different Halokhas, its own parameters. Then the Gemara is Mamshech and says, also Med Vam Amurim, when there is no Pili, no case of Batubu Batavli. When there are no cracks and crevices, and there are no spices. If they are, they call the also, and has also its own clone, its own gedorim. If you realize, that's the simon over here. From the Sif Al through Sif Gimel, is a sugya of first tzeinim and tzeinim, first oichel b'oichel, in the case of oichel b'kli, in the case of the chumah pas. Sif Dal is a sugya of what defines the idea of tzeinim over here. And then over here in the Shulchan Aruch has three akimtas, and have to be the order of the braisa. That means the first case of the braisa is cham b'cham, that's how the, over here starts off in Sif Dalet. The second case is tzeinim b'toy cham, that's a braisa goes on further. The third case of the braisa is cham b'toy tzeinim, that's the third case for us in the Shulchan Aruch. And the last case of the braisa is tzeinim b'toy tzeinim, that's how we end off the halacha of Sif Dalet. Then Sif Hei and Sif Vav is a sugya melicha, like Mod Mamshech, the idea of Med Vamurim. It's not melicha, it's melicha, even tzeinim b'toy tzeinim adds its klalim over here. And then the end of the simon over here, Sif Zayin, the sugya of Tavlinon, case of Apili, case of cracks and crevices, has its own gedarm over here. Then the next simon, it goes back to the sugya of Chol Basar, of Tipas Cholov, Adaf Kuv Ches over here. That means basically, over here, Tzadik Aleph started from the sugya Kuv Zayin and ended off to find the idea of Tzadim and Tzadim from the sugya of Psachim, its order. Then the next simon goes back to the order, back to Chol Basar, Daf Kuv Ches, the sugya of Tipas Cholov. And that's first what happened over here, the order of the Seder is very simple. Us, our sugya over here, is what I would call Tatog Gavar. Now, really, if you read the sugya over here, there really are three different sugyas. There's a ratio, there's a middle, and there's a case of the seif over here. The first, the get to the ratio of Yansav Dalad, is not a case of Tatal, the case of Cham, Lutoy Cham. Now, over here, Kamal Nesakalim, they're not Mefarish. However, Kamal Neshach and Taz, and then Mitzayin to other places, Sadak Beis, Beikah, Sizim, and Kofay over here. And then from the Nesakalim off the page, especially the Barai Shulchan over here, the Madanai Shulchan, others, they get involved. What is the klal in the get to Cham Becham? So, go be kitzer, what's the Achron will be on the page, point out to Mitzayin to what came out, what does it mean over here? I mean, first, again, start with the Taz, this halacha was saying that Cham Becham is Kuloi. So the Taz, however, and if it's in the Kli, then what's halacha, Ein Simen Kofei Siv Gimel. What does he mean if it's in the Kli, Ein Simen Kofei Siv Gimel, what does he mean? So, we know, look up over there, it's very simple. If it's a Kli Rishon, then the halacha is, whether it's Al Eish or Shloila Eish, when the case of Yad's lettuce boy, and Chanami the Loch is Kuloi. However, the fact says Kuloi, what's the Loch in the Klisheni? Over there, the Mechab and the Amor say the Loch is nothing. The whole part of the case of B'dievet, B'dievet, Maisa Smutter, there's a question that I call Nichol Geda B'dievet. The Shach over there wants to disagree and say the Loch is Megeta Klicheres, Klinachoshis. The Loch is a situation of Hefsimubo. They get the case of Oichel by Klisheni, he said the Loch is Klipo. The Taz over there had a third sheet that wants to say what's a loch in the Kli Sheni. He said it was Hefzid, and the case Hefzid Godel and Davo Choshev, then the person can be Mekel. The Svam over here, how they pass can they bring down what the Taz is assigned to, how do we pass can get in the Kli Sheni? The Bar Shulchan over here says, when a paskin, the loch in the gate to Kalim, a mokum Hefzid, a person can be Mekel. It's coming from the Choshev Godel, that's what votes in Triple Paskin. The meaning is, but Kli Sheni, mokum Hefzid, he can be Mekel. Atzala Sheni. And Moshe Tshuva says, the minig is the Kli Sheni, Maisit Smutu B'dievet. From Zamu went this way. So it's interesting, Avosa says, the minig is Kli Sheni Hefzid. When Moshe writes, for Noigim, the Kli Sheni, it's Smutu. So we have clear on Hogo. Not clear. But with Maisit, we have on Hogo, it's not a Kli, what's the loch of the Kli Sheni? That's, again, the first thing that Taz has been signed to, that Agam says a loch of Kuloi, in a Kli, what does it mean? Lavdavka Kuloi. That's Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, has its klolim. Second thing, coming with Taz and Mamshik, the same one. He says, what says, it's hot, cham b'cham, sheer chamimus. What's hot? He's again, he sends you to loch and simikur fei, sif beis. So what's hot? over there, the nice Kalim bring down the Gemara on Shabbos. Daf Mem on Beis. The Gemara says, what is Yad Slalas Boy? Kol Shekvesh Shal Tinek Nichvas. Anytime you burn the stomach of a child, of a tinek, of a baby, that's the get of Yad Slalas Boy. As Eilim pointed out, we do not usually try it on children. We don't test it that way. So now the question is, if so, what's the get of Yad Slalas Boy? So the Peskashuv over there brings down B'chor Shor and says, we are not Pekim. We don't know. We're not Pekim. How far are we not Pekim? So he spoke out then by Riches. What is the Sheikh Hamimus, the Gedder of Chaim? He says among the Malakim, the three main Mahalchim, three different base bendishes. The way how those one time they get is 113 Fahrenheit. Those say 110 Fahrenheit. Those say 104 Fahrenheit. That means that Shlomo Zalman has his right in the case of a Shechita. And the Baal Shulchan Paskins that way, the get is 113 Fahrenheit, which is 45 Celsius. Salasheni of Moshe has his Shuvah. And those who go like his base bendish said the get is over here 43 Celsius, which is 110 Fahrenheit. And those the Chanish of Nebesai of Nebrach, they go the loch over here is 104 Fahrenheit, which is 40 Celsius. That's your Shia Chamimus Luchumro. But let's say you want Luchumro the other way. That means, for example, we know the loch is negate to Yain, not of a Bayav, a guy come along and touches and pours it. Is it Dafki Yain of Oshul? What's the get of Bishul? The other Pashkim say you have to be Choshish the other way. The get is that's much, much hotter. Therefore, Moshe Shua says the Gedder is 160 or 170 Fahrenheit. That means between 71 to 80 Celsius. But again, that's the second thing that Tazavir points out. Shia Chamimus, Ayn Kofesa Beis, we get the Gedder is 110, 113 Fahrenheit. Third thing that the Tazavir has been signed on this halacha Cham Macham, he says this halacha dafkwa to Isser Machmetz Atzmoy. However, it's a blua, does not go out without a case of Reitiv. Now, I couldn't have a hard time why the Taz is bringing down over here for. It sounds like he's saying the case is dry, no Reitiv. Fret the Pimagodim, Ferb Kiva Eger, i.e. case over here is Cholov. Balsa and Cholov. Cholov itself is a case of Reitiv. Far as the Chavadas one time is going in the safer of the loch over here, when the whole thing is the Reitiv over here, it's not had over here. Fine, it's a shiloh, if that you gain out of it, don't gain out of it. Maestro, we have again a Taz over here that sends you to Loch and Simon Kofay, Siv Zain, the Loch and Dafkis and Machmas Atzmoy, now that it's in Blua. What comes out over there is again, the Gaitan is a Blua, the Gaitan thing that is Chokish, the Maestro will not come out. The Gaitan something that's Shomin, the Maestro would come out. A fourth thing that I'm going to come on with Shach and says, when he said the Loch a Kol Osir, he says, a Kol Osir, it's not that simple where it is. He sends you to Loch and Simon Kofay, and Simon Tzadik Beis. He says it depends where it is. If it's in a Kedero, that means a case of Bishul, and you put one thing inside another. Even if things that are outside the right of the loch is a kolosser, or like an entire pot is a molizeya, a kolosser. What inside a pot?
Covered.
We'll get to loch inside the base. How that, what that means. It's molizeya. Not that covered. But he says, but over here, it says over here, but the case of Sli, a kolosser. Cham, a case of Sli. He says, depends. If it's Shomain, we know it's Shishim. That's Kolosser. Kedah Kochush, the Loch is Natilo. But said the Shach further, however, Lidi Don, that we know we pass in Simon Kofay, Siv Zain, says there are more Ainun of Bikim, and between Kochush and Shomain, therefore the Loch is always a case of Shishim. The Chorim point out, as you know over there, from Kofay, Siv Zain, the Kivagir on Siv Tess over there, the Chanishim to go this way, the Badashuk goes this way, it really depends. There's Vada Kochush, a case of Matzo, and Istra Bonu Wamekel, the Chanami Natilo. If the case we have the rice of Vada Kochush, place can say, Hefzik Zaskim Mimekel. In the case of Srach Samnunis, then by the Rabbanu we said, Mimekel by the case of a Hefzik Zas, we get the rice of Hefzim Rubo. That means the idea of Kol Osir, the Shach is saying, not that simple Kol Osir. In a Kedera, you're right. Mana case of Itzli. I mean, the first that came to the Mechaba is saying, Kal Cham Becham a Kol Osir. Again, the Achonim point out, the Taz and Shach, four separate points, if no, how to apply this idea of Kol Osir. Number one, depends on what Kli you're in. Number two, what finds Chamimus, the get of Yad Slalas Boy. Number three, it depends if Isser Machmatz Atzmoy or Isser Blur. And number four, so the Shach, depends if it's a case of Tzli or a case of Gedera. Those are 4 points. Most of these things are discussed off the page by the Achronim, and the Shach has been signed to other places. We'll get to it. Well, you're saying we'll get to it, Bez
Hashem. So the Prima Gudum says that
they're Taz. Maybe we'll get to what you're saying. Fine, that's the game with Cham B'Cham. When we get your case is costing to talk about, it's Cham B'Cham. We'll get to your case. That's the first case. Again, the three cases in Siv Dalet, Cham B'Cham, then to talk over, and then Tzayin B'Tzayin. So Cham B'Cham, those are 4 points, Ad Kan. Next point of here is the sugya we're focusing on, the sugya of Tatogova. That means we have an idea in the Pesachim that I involve. We are very clear. Machlokes over here between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says when you have a case over here of something that on top is hot, the bottom thing is cold, ilo gavar, and therefore the top thing went out. Mashenkin Shmuel says no, total gavar, and therefore not be a case to ask everything when the top thing is hot, and vice versa, the bottom thing is hot. Shmuel asks everything, Mashenkin Rav. Come along more further and brings it down a brisa kavosi the Shmuel, then a second brisa kavosi the Shmuel. Says Rashi, why bring two brises like Shmuel for? He says, because usually we have a klal Rav and Shmuel halacha k'Rav. Over here, since we have two brises that go like Shmuel, therefore we're going to pass like Shmuel, we're passing halacha to Togovar. We're down by all the Rishonim, we pass him to Togovar. Now this idea to Togovar, to sugi over here, but actually we came across it already seven times. Seven times. Now, this is the eighth time, and we'll get to later on the ninth time. So let's come out what we said already, and we'll say stuff over here. And we just put it all together now, all these different sugyas to talk over. Number one, we had an Siman Kuf face of Gimel by the sugya of Bishul. Porsche Mechab over there. Mechab over there says, if the bottom thing is hot, it's kuloi. The bottom thing is cold, in the case of only klipa. A second time we had it, Siman Kuf face of Vav. Sugya of Tzli, by roasting things. Also speaks out the Mechab, very simple. The law says, when the bottom thing is hot, it's kuloi. The bottom thing is cold, case of klipa. A third time we had it in Siman Kuf Hei is by Sif Yud, by Sugya of Melicha. By Melicha, it wasn't that simple. Over there, we'll speak about on the next Chabur, when you learn Melicha, it'll be Bet's mysterious Mechaber. The question over here is, do we say the idea of Tato Gova, the Kuloi, that will say the Loch of Klipa or not? Meaning, who are the lumbers over here to be Machmer and say the Kolom of Tato Gova when it's hot and bottom and be Mekel when it's cold and bottom, gets hot ear rises? I'll get to my close a friend what the reason is, but one reason is that hot air rises. That applies to heat. By Malicha Lachor won't apply. The devil should come out, should not make a difference what's on top, what's on bottom, the get to Malicha, should ask the Kuloi. Says the Mechabi, we learned over there in Simon Kofay and Sifyun Aleph, Mechabi says, we'll say the Lucha to talk of our, and therefore the bottom thing is a case it's not Maliach, the Lucha is only a case of a Klipo, a Kulo. Come along, says, what are you talking about? Or Sheikhas, either way, it's a case of the Chumro over here. Do we say the cloud to talk of or not? Might as well get again by Sifay by us. We'll see it's a steel, we'll have to address what's going on over here. That's the third time. A fourth time we had it, also in Simon Kofay, the case of Zeh Itzel Zeh. In Simon Kofay, in Sif Gimel, brought down over there is Zeh Itzel Zeh. I mean, what is the story over here of saying at the Mekla Bola? Until it's Mekla, it's Balea. Balea, I pour it a little bit, the case of a Klipo. So Taz over here brings down Machlokes Rashi versus Issa Veta Orach. What is Taich words? What's Pshat over here? Rashi says on the words at the maker, the lotion of kar, till it cools it down. Kar. The words of the Issa Veta Orach, the words at the maker, is lotion of yoker, from pressure. Kovei being heavy over here. Now, I couldn't point out where it's coming from, the Taich words is Nachmina in different cases. Speaks out the Yad Yehuda, one Nachmina is Zeh Itzel Zeh, side by side. Is the pressure? There is no pressure. Is there heat over here until it cools it down? Is it car, Rashi? There's a case over here of car. So come out over here, I'll be a machlokes, you say the klum over here to make a la bolo, according to machlokes, Rashi, and it's about Aruch. Mice, do we say that or not? Over there, we saw already, it's machlokes. I'm moving down, we'll have the klum of the make a la bolo, pour it out as a cool over here. They have a side by side, if one thing is cold, the other thing is hot, the loch will be. They were always in the case of klipa on both of them. We'll not have the chum over here, and that's the shach paskins. At Sadashani, the Yam Shushlam is brought down over there by the shach and taz, shach disagrees. But the brings down, it has a lot of likeness to give melicha. And something is melich and tofel, how do we paskin? The tofel thing is going to be osa kuloi, but the melich is mutter. They over here, it says also, the cham case will be a case of a klipa, but it's signing case, in the case of shishim. The taz says that's the Yam Shushlam, won't be mekel, won't we'll have simurbo. So we say the klama, the mekel or boiler, put the klama of the Tatar Gover, but the case is Eitzel Zer. The Mos says it's always Lakulo, Yom Shlom Moshi Machmel in case of Melicho, Taz Mekel have Simurbo. A fifth time we came across it, also in Simur Kofay Sif Gimel, you have Oichlin, our case is Oichlin top of Oichlin. What's the luck of Oichlin on top of a Kalim? Then we have a Kli that's hot, you have Oichlin on top of Mice in case it's cold, or vice versa. So first you have Oichlin on top of Kalim. Speaks out there more, the Shach says, like two pieces over here. Like two pieces. And the loch is, the bottom thing over here is cold, klipa. Bottom thing might say is hot, shishim over here. The Kamlum Vechonim point out, Lafuke said the Tanshach, Yam Shoshoimo, said you did not say in the case of Kalim. Yam Shoshoimo says the whole idea is because it does not have natural bleas towards the plate itself. He machmas always Shishim. No, says Ramo, we say the Klal, we talk of, by the case of Oichlim atav of Kalim. How about for Kert, a 6 ton, Kalim atav of Oichlim? So on the arm over there, Kamlum Kivegan, it brings down, that will have a different aloha. Meaning, very common in a person's house, he come along, he has over here a pot. Let's see, there's a pot over here that's boiling hot, a bolster, takes a milk and a spoon and puts it inside. What's enough? Ben Yoimoy, not even this in the raiso. Ben Yoimoy, Mavash in the raiso, you have to go to tshuva. But not Ben Yoimoy, you did something incorrectly, you put it inside. How much is an aser? Well, I think it's boiling hot. Is the aser the spoon fully? You have to cash the whole entire thing, only partial. So the loch will get to, which Kiveg over there sends you to the loch over here, is Simon Tzadik Dalel. The loch is anything that's outside the pot, you will not aser. I think inside the pot, you would answer. That means that Tov Gavar, we would not say the locha in the gay when the oichel is on top of a case, when the kli is on top of the oichel. Why is that so? What the klum, what the gedorim is, we have to get to what Kivege says, simin tzadik dalet. To make a difference in matechas, not matechas, different klum, chamek sozik, chamek kuloi, we have to get to. That's a sixth time we came across it. A seventh time is a sigilor, simin kufay, sim zayin. Over there, what came out in the gate, the sigil of kochush, the maestro, it would not come out. They gave the case of shomein, the maestro would come out. So what happens? You know, something that's shomein, the bottom thing is cold. Do you say the sugil of klipa or not? Kamung the shachan says, we do not say klipa, we won't have the chumrah. That means more kamung and says, when something over here is cold, the maestro to be mekel and have a kula of only a klipa. So shach, even a klipa you will not have by the case of a sablor. Something inside, nothing itself. Over there, there is a Kivega that seems to say not the way, if you pointed out. The Kivega wants to argue on the Shacht. You say the Chumro of Klipa by the case when the bouncing of Shomain went cold over there. Kivega versus Shacht. Those are 7 times you came across it already. And 8th time we'll see, Vaz Shem, next time in 7th Tak Beis, Siv Zayin, over there when something flows, you put a pot on top of it, what's the Torah? A law will get the Loch to get to the Togavo also. The question is, if we have this so many times, and we have it again, 8 times already. So what are we having it here for? What's the point over here? What's the... We got the point. I don't know, because you say you learn Boss Mahal first. I don't think that's the reason over here. I mean, again, we have it so many times already. What's the point? So, of course, Chazar is very important. That's the site. Well, there's a step further in the Quran. Before, the simple understanding is, we never had it by Boss Mahal. We had it by Teruvos. That means, example, the Sugya Malicha, we had a Kofay at the end. We have a Sugya Malicha, we had the next Sif. The same thing, repeating itself, when even steers over here. Why? A sofa by Bosa Mechalov. What is the sofa, a mild saying, the dafka Bosa Mechalov? So, we'll see over here that, we have two brises. But one brise that starts off saying the idea of Cholam, and we have a second brise saying the Locha Bosa Mechalov. We'll get to the Rivaz Chumro over here, Rivaz, or the Kul over here. Rivaz says, what do you have two brises for? Instead, I come tell you that the milk of mice is mutter. That's very good according to Rivah. According to Rivah, in time of the reed does not hold the milk is mutter, vice versa, all the way around the names. If so, the maestro, why need two brises for? Some kveger. Now there's a kveger on the Pesach Shulchan Aruch you have. Some of them do have it, some don't have it. The black ones do, the red ones don't. There's a kveger. He wants to answer, what are the other Rishonim, how they answer the title of what we have two brises for? It's very simple. The first brise is saying Cholam. The second brise is saying Bosa B'Cholam. Bosa b'cholam the mice is a chiddush. We say the cholam of a tatakova. What?
Did you say the second one?
So that's what he says on the page, right? I told you yesterday, right? So he says to say the look of bosa b'cholam the chiddush. Now, why is bosa b'cholam the mice a chiddush over here? So come along the achronim, and they point out that the case of bosa b'cholam is not derech b'shuloi, not deraiso. That's what Kiveger. The way the Chavdat says over, because not lead the case of Michael ben Nesoy will not be case of Deraiso. Therefore, it will never be by Bosa B'cholov a din Deraiso. In my Shari it will be a din Deraiso. If so, maybe the Chumma of a Demekla Bolo, the case of Klippa, you won't say. Maybe he'll say only a din Deraiso, or something that's Serach Deraiso. The things will never be a Deraiso. The case of Bosa B'cholov, either because not Derech B'shuloi, or not the case over here of Michael ben Nesoy, the Chavdat, maybe he'll not say the din of Klippa over here. Kamash Malon, we need two Braises, even by Locha Bosa B'cholov. So that's very good to answer us the same thing. Why do you have a local here to talk over? Because if you not have a local to talk over, you know from Kufay,
six times over there, you won't know the halacha and get bas b'cholov. Fine. Now to get to the sugya of the Togavar, okay, we're coming out like we're passing machlokes Zam and Shmuel. We're passing will be like Shmuel to Togavar. Why is the halacha to Togavar? What's the lumdus, the time behind it? So again, we said before, and the simple understanding is, as brought up by Isavet Aruch, the second reason, Torah Shchatos, why? Because Hadi arises. That means who's affecting who? Since Hadi arises, the bottom one is affecting the top one. However, to make a labolo, case of Porto. That's one malach. The other malach among the Achoinim is a Shumas Adeshin over here. It's brought down by the Beis Yosef. And it can be brought down, we'll get to the Simitzak Beis of Zayin. Over this kosel, when you have a pot that's milchik, it's overflowing, and it runs on the counter and hits a pot over here that's fleishik. So the Beis Yosef, the pot of fleishik is cold. And the Beis Yosef says when it touches it over here, it gets involved. The signal also who's top, who's bottom, to talk about over here. And the Michael of Bole Porto, and the other case of a klipo. The pot will be also the full of my sweet mortar. That's the Beis Yosef the over here. What is the lumdus? What makes who's top, who's bottom? You have something overflowing, running, or something stationary. Sounds like a case more like side by side. Where is it, how in the world the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, calling it top and bottom? So said the Shach later on in the Simin, and again next Simin, Tariq Beis, he said the klal over here, something that moves or something that's stationary. Stationary is always tata, something that moves is always a law. Therefore, the thing that's running out of this pot that's connected to the pot, that's boiling hot, that hits the other pot, that's the law. The cold pot's tata. They will say the locha of tata gobar, it will not ask the kuloi. And only say a case that make a boloi porto and if the cleans also foods motor. You say it. What's you say? Speak of Isavater and speak of the Achoin over here. Sorry, the Rashba, Portam of the Shach. They say this something that moves, it doesn't have koyach over here. But something that's stationary, it has its koyach over there. Something that moves, it's busy, it's going, it's flowing, something's happening over here, it doesn't have a koyach. That's you say. So therefore, when something's falling down, there's something on the bottom, what's the Mitzvah over here? The thing that's moving does not have the koyach. The stationary has the koyach. That means not the same as that how it arises, a different insight. I could say it's together, hand in hand, but it sounds like two different mouths over here, and we'll get to maybe now communities later on why that's so, of how to say the insight Shabbai. But in the insight to talk of our obvious question is, why don't we just give it to a kfela and go find out? Go give it to a baki and see. Is the talk of our in law gavar? How in the world is Rav and Shmuel having these machlokes over here? Just go test it. See if the top thing is how bottom is cold to go fully through or not. If it fully went through, log over. Didn't fully go through, to talk over. Or vice versa, go test it over here. So, Be'etzim, who said we get some of the panagoi? It's Gemara and Chulin Dan Tag Zayin, says it's a good kfeilo. What time we learned aloha by the Mechaber, it's similar to the Chesif Aleph. Elamai, you tell me that's the Mechaber. The Mo says, we're not put some upon it. That's the get to a case of a goy. Neger to Yisrael, then Bekiyim, then Nemon. So take two kosher pieces of meat, then I'm in Shloim Minoi, and go put one top of another. See what happens. How in the world is there a machlokes over here? Go get a kefela, go test, go see what the Mitzvah is.
You're saying, you asked from the Rabban, the Rabban,
the Rabban, they were knowing you were kefela. So even better. Right? I was just going to ask Malacha, even better. But don't tell me it's a chum mizman. Yeah, great question. So, Betzim the Rashba, Mishmeres Abayis, he points this out, without answering it. His words are, "In anu lanu el k'divei chachobim, habikiyim balocha, habikiyim betivim, v'soim choleim b'zeh." One of the examples are to talk of Avilai. Chazal know. They know better. Kiyim. But it doesn't really, what happened? At the end of the day, go test. So place of us, when he brings it down, he says, to go test them, Maisa, to see what it is very hard, because tam kol shum oid. It's very, very weak. If it's very weak, if you can't taste it, it's water. If you can't taste it, that's also. What means very weak over here? Very weak. What's that about? Which maybe iskin in a different way. Come with Achoidim, the Nadi Behuda, and the Pimagodim, or Choshulchan isk. The Maisa, can you be semichan a kfela? I mean, let's say the bomb thing is hot. Top thing is cold. Chazal say it's to be shishim. You can come along and have the top thing is cold and say, give it to God, go taste. Give it to Yisrael, go taste in case it's hot to better. Can you be semichan a kfela on a case when the bomb thing is hot? So they start off saying like this. A couple of the people go and say, Bish, go like Rashi Shito, then when you say Chupana Kefela, we know if it's inside the Chesef Aleph, that when the Shishim and the Kefela. So we know there's no time inside Shishim. Kefela just a nice Safo, Echlami. But we do not pass like Rashi, we pass like the other Rishainim, Loch is in them, even without the case of Shishim. So Shalit can be said upon the Kefela over here, because I'll say that Loch is Shishim. So says in the Yehuda, Son of Pimagonu, we are saying upon the Kefela, even us. We can take a piece of meat that's boiling hot, then pop top of a piece of cheese, very thick piece over here, and they give it to the kefela, go taste, no, don't taste it, mutter. So we are semicha upon a kefela. So let's be megalavus iloy v'tatoy. They come along with the people, got them in the view, they say your side. It goes through, but it doesn't always go through. It doesn't always go through. That means you give it a goy and he doesn't taste it, piece of mutter. But that won't be megala next time, and the time afterwards. Give a second piece, no raya. Third piece, no raya. Fourth piece, no raya. I mean, you can't prove that when it didn't go through, oh, it must be not to talk over. I do have a little bit of a hard time understanding if so, let's do the other way. In the case of the bottom is cold, and topping is hot, and it went through all the way, so you see the lock is like that. It did go through all the way. You said the lock is a lock over. They don't really address that point. They seem to say that we have the assumption is, let's prove it otherwise, we know the lock is usually to talk over. It could be not always that way. To prove who is right, Rav and Shmuel, it's not enough to prove other times. I got him right now with some upon the sugya of Kefela. So come on, get a chiddush over here. Kefela is Nemon, but for that piece, not other times. Not enough to megalo what the loch is to Torah Eloi. And then we're back to the Rajma, Mishmash Abayis, ain't on the one who can give a chomim that it became a locha, became a teva. We're still left off really with an R over here. Another question they ask, to understand the sugya over here, the basic question of Aruch HaShulchan, I'm going to ask it, not only ask it, but his Yisrael Shaboy, we're saying that bottom thing heats up the top thing. So let's analyze it. You have a cup over here on bottom, cup boiling hot, Yasla Esboy. And you have a basin, big a basket of water, and it's going to boiling cold, you pour it on top. What's going to be at the end of the day? Well, of course, the bottom thing, you heat up the top thing. Doesn't happen that way. It's a lot of water. You tell me maybe it does. So the sugya on Shabbos and that Mem Gimel over there it speaks out on Shabbos. The Chav brings down the loch and Siman Shin Yuches and Shabbos. That the loch is when a person has a case over there of a small cup of water. You want to put a whole entire basin on top of it on Shabbos, and the small cup of water is boiling hot. It won't heat up, and therefore the loch is the lap pour on top. Speaks out the Mishmur. Can't do tipa tipa. Can't do a little bit because maybe it does heat up. To dump it all one shot, there's no issur. So in fact, our Shulchan, you tell me to talk over. Doesn't heat up thing on top? How big are you? Just look at the tons of water and think about it. She says, Elamai, must be my deshav mehim bekamas. It must be the water and the Isser and Heter are even. Must be the even. And when the even, then the bomb thing over beats the top thing. Even. Now, they have a couple of questions over here. One shall they ask is, like, even if the other way, if the mice said the top thing is 1,000 Celsius. The bottom thing is room temperature. Top thing max could beat out the bottom thing over here. Well, the other way, let's say the bottom thing over here at the same size, or the other way around. The bottom thing over here is nice is a case that is hot. The top thing is freezing. And the shovel in size is going to beat it out, it's going to heat it up. It doesn't really answer this question. The way the Baal Shulchan asks the question, not the Sugyam Sofim. What is the case of Sugyam Sofim? The case is a tipo on the cheris. A little bit went upon the cheris of the oven and went back into your current Pesach. The mission of this case is sas b'shemen from oil on top of your chumo. The case is on when it's not a case of shovel. So how in the world can the Aruch HaShulchan come along and say it must be a case of shovel kamos? Asvor Shmuel, I don't think it answers. Upon the Makor Shmuel, it's not true. Said about the Shulchan, you just have to speak out. I think one of them says simple. It's not the side over here of the heat up thing on top. Not the Metzias Shmuel. The side over here is who's affecting who. Who's affecting who? That means when a thing on bottom is hot, it's affecting the thing on top. And therefore it has courage to take out its beliefs and put the thing on top, and it has courage to take the thing on top into itself. Mashing, when the top thing is hot, a vader, they'll change the temperature over here, but it cannot affect the thing next to it. It can affect giving, can it affect taking over here. So the question is really, who affects who? Not that the story is that the bottom is hot, or can heat up the thing on top. Depends how much it is on top, depends how cold the thing on top is. They say who's affecting who? They get to Giblius. That's the idea we have to talk about. take it a step further now. If so, let's say the top thing, case over here, is a case of cold. And the bottom thing, Maisa, is a case of hot. But the bottom thing is hot, they make it boiling hot, 100 Celsius, 200 Fahrenheit. Mamash Yan Nifas, we're boiling. But it's inside a klisheni. So now it's inside a klisheni. We know what the lach and the game is figure of klisheni. The Gemara on Shabbat says, Ein Mavashal. We know the Mechav that wants to be Kufay Simpe says, it's the getter of Sayyidin Lachal Pachas B'di'evet. There's no sin as Tam. So what happens now? You have a thing that's boiling hot on bottom. What's the klisheni? Would you say that loch over here is the tog of our only klipo? No, it's boiling hot. It's a case over here of cham to tzaynin, the loch is kuloi. What's the loch over here? I mean, at the end of the day, the top thing will get hot. And the bottom thing is hot. But you say the loch of the tog of our, and therefore it didn't show you to get up tzaynin. So Pim Gan over here has six chakiras. One chakiras he discussed, this is Yisrael Shabbai. And he gets a valley, says, the idea is really who affects who. And true, he brings down there's a Minchas Yaakov, wants a tiny in the klisheni as a getter of Cham Becham. Again, it's like, well, the bottom thing, the Metzias is hot. And therefore, he says, it's only the top thing over here is hot. Okay, to turn in the Cham. I'll come on the Pim Gon, we'll get to Be'ez Hashem next month. The Loch is Simitzak Beisiv Zayin. Ramah is clear that they're not that way. It's before it's that way. The Loch is in the klisheni. Agama has boiling hot. The loch is that the getter being tzaynin. And now, once you understand the Yisrael Shabbat is not what heats up one to another. Not like the Aruch HaShulchan. Yisrael Shabbat is who affects who. The bad thing, Midinoi has a getter of hot. Here's the Chazal say, Klisheni has a getter of tzaynin. Therefore, even though it's boiling hot, the loch is what? It's cold. Mitzad what? Mitzad affecting one to another. That means it's interesting. It will heat up the thing on top, but it won't affect the thing on top. That means the loch of the top bumping being hot over here, to saying the loch of the talk over is not the facts of heating up, is the Yisrael Shabbai of who affects who, that's dafka the case when it's a klirishim. A cliche is a get of a tzaynin. It's the face. Prim God, right over here. Okay. That's the chazal. Ain't no mikim. So again, we have one thing over here.
It's in the cooling process.
What?
Cliche is in the cooling process. It's in that direction.
It could be even worse. Even the top thing is hot to bomb. Let's say the top thing is also hot. But both of them are hot. Both are getting cold over here. Cham, still getting cold. Why? Because I'll say they're not affecting one another. You say they're affecting on the top, please. Not the top water heats it up. I mean, the bomb thing can heat up the cold thing on top. But heat up the other thing on top, it's hot. I mean, we know in a cliche, it can be 1,000 degrees Celsius. Still, what's a local? Cold. Get them cold.
It's
being
cooled down. While it's being cooled down,
again, this is hot on the bottom. Okay, you say that's why. That's how it's technically working. But we get this figure at the Mekel La Bola. So again, we have the idea of Rashi in this matter as we say Shaboy is a car. We say that we get this figure of pressure over here. This idea of the Mekel La Bola Porto, is it a Chumro or is it a Mikradin? Truly brings to Mavuch what it says on the page over here, Mechav, the Amor, the Shach, the Taz. The case over here, when you have milk, they cannot do a case of a klipo. What's the locha negar to this milk over here? So, that's him, go step by step. Again, we have two prices in Sugim Sochim, Daf Ayin Vov. We pass like Shmuel, the first price is very clear, it says Kolom. Do not say any case over there. It starts off, Cham, Cham, Tzayin, Cham, is Kuloi. Mashaik, in the case of Cham, Tzayin, 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 the locha is Mutter. Case of klipo. The second brisa starts with the kimto. Bosom tay cholov. If it's bosom seich and tay cholov seich, or tzayin mecham, it's kuloi. That's the kimto. Mashen cham l'tzayin, or tzayin l'tzayin. The loch is mutter. In fact, more mutter must be the case of cham l'tzayin. The case of a klipo. In fact, Taisa is the same exact raya. What's the raya? One brisa over another brisa. Says Rebbein Tam and Taisa. The is on the boss of the klipo, but the chol of the mice is mutter. Why? Because you cannot do a klipo to cholov. Chol is liquid, it's not a solid. And therefore the chol is mutter. Only the boss in the case of a klipo. And that's how the Torah brings down the name of the Rehu, Ben Yitzchok. And that's how the Beis Yitzchok, the Mechaber says, the Mechaber, the Torah sounds like also Loshna Rambam. How many of you have the Chorah Rambam, for Shari, for Shari, Ben Tam? The loch is something cannot do klipo. By the milk, the mice it's mutter. Al Sadashani, Kamlung Taisus, and he says over here, Come along, the Taisha says, however, the Rivot disagrees. Rivot says, you can do a klipo, you need a klipo, she should verse it, otherwise it might still be ulcer. How do we come up to Paskin? Come along, the Chabbi says, the Loch of Paskin is like Lukulo, like Reitam, like me, that's different than Rambam. The Loch is akin to a klipo by the milk, the Loch is Maisimotor. Building upon that, come along the Dark Commission, begins on the Issavet Oruch, it says, but let's say you cannot do a klipo by the Bosser, what's that akin to? You have the boss in the case of a klipo. Now a second time, take the bosser, a cook it now with the yirokas, vegetables. They don't know where. What's looking they get the yirokas, the vegetables over here? The second time, he said, just like by the milk it's gonna be mutter, and also by the boss in the yirokas, also the yirokas the mice are gonna be mutter. Nichol get a bit of yevet, and therefore them over here brings down. Also goes on further. It says not only is the milk gonna be mutter, also the bosser will get cooked a second time. Also, we know what the klip is. Also, can be mutter. But you have it. Those are two things. That means it sounds like a klal is coming out from the Mechaber and the Ramah. Something over here that needs klipo, negir to shishim you don't need. Something cannot do klipo too. You don't know what the shishim and mice is mutter. Building upon this idea, come on the Tazan Shach has numerous kashas. That means it sounds like something cannot do klipo too. The loch of mice is mutter, but you have it. What happened? For example, one kasha is the loch is to do melicha of the Yerch with the Gira Nosho. And then afterward, he took it and he mavashal. The loch is, once the Melicha of the Gira Nosho, it's also only Kdei Klipo, because the Melicha even knows Kdei Klipo. And yet, when he cooked it afterwards, the loch needs Shishim, gets the Klipo. Don't know Shishim is also. In fact, it doesn't Shach. Why is that so? The second question, this Sivata Oroch passes like the Ubeinu Tam, the loch is, he cannot do a Klipo, the Mais is Mutter. Yet, the Sivata Oroch Klalam Avod says, it's Shishim versus Klipo. A third kasha is asked, by the case of a sakin of goy, you cannot do shchitu with it. Do shchitu with it, it's also kdei klipo. It says over the halacha is, do not lechat chila do shchitu to take over klipo. Why not? It's mutter b'dieved, why not? So this Taz wants to answer the shach left as a kasha still. Now other kashas, we have other sukkahs that sound like, we cannot do klipo, also. Yet again, we have a halacha over here, that the mechaber amoah is coming from Rishayim, can do klipo, my sense mutter. Based upon the shilas, coming with Taz, Echami disagrees. He says he can't do a klipo. The loch is, if you don't have shishim, it's osir. He's going to pass it like a yivol. He passes like the Yamshu Shleimo. Floyd, Kiveger, sounds that way in Ashmotis. Certain Kiveger's on page of Larach. But again, we mentioned before, and what do we have two brises for? The whole makor for this kulo, Rebbein Tam and the Ri, is to dig in the brisa. What do you have a second brisa for? He says, I'll tell you what I have a second brisa for. Come go tell you the locha mitzad, the chumah of Basar B'cholov, who say the locha, Agam is not Derech B'shuloi, Agam is not Michael Ben Desai, Kamash Malon still say the locha of the Mekla, by the Porto, the Sugga of Klip over here. The Kamash Malon, the Sugga of Basar B'cholov. If so, you knock away the Raya. You knock away the Raya. Sagim Kivegel Maisa. He wants to argue with the locha over here that's not so. We do not paskin this idea of Lekul over here. Now, it does sound like this Kiveger that this halacha over here of Iroi, the Shmotis is not deraisa. We'll see the next Kiveger, it sounds like Iroi is deraisa. Begin pay Zion, it sounds like Iroi is the deraisa. Shalom Kiveger. I do want to answer two points over here. As one thing, as Jabari pointed out, Lechura, Kiveger, you have to know why, how he answered it. Must be have two brises for it. Just say the second brisa, not the first brisa. But they point out this, he's saying it's not Jack Bushula, he's not in the Raiso, but the idea not Michael Ben Soy, not the Raiso, the whole focus. I want to tie in again, two different points is that Chavadas saying this idea, not Michael Ben Soy, Pichodesh and the Pimgonim won't argue. I want to tie in, not Michael Ben Soy, it's still a problem. That means there are two things over here that Rub Kireg is saying. Number one is saying it's not the Raiso, not Jack Bushula. I'm saying you is not the Raiso. The next Kireger, I'm going to pay Zion saying it is the Raiso. So it's not that simple, he's saying it's not the Raiso. That's what we need this price for. Say why it's not the Raisa, because it's also not Michael Benesoy, also not that simple. And also, another point is when it could rise for it, to say the second one. So we do have an Oriz on the Kiveger, but it sounds like at least one of them wants a Paschal, like the Yam Shleimo, like the Yvod L'chumro. So again, we have one Mahalach to understand our Sugyo, what's the look in the gate to the Kash over here. We have the Aloch of the Taz, with Paschal L'chumro over here, like the Yvod, Maisets also. A second malach, come along the shach, and sound that way from Hashon, the sigur, the psachim at least, that it says it depends on the case over here. If the milk l'maisa is just like the milk over here is not nicker, you also want to mechalik davka. There's a kimter with the balser l'maisa is not nicker. That means what happened? Double nivlo got ground up, it got mixed inside. In that case, you not need shishim. That means all the kasher we're asking from is when it's ben. The yerech based on shchitos the oben. But the case over here, that's what's make the case we're saying to be mekel is not all situations. We can't find a klipa l'maisa. But the klipa itself is not around anymore, like the milk is not around over here. Maisi can't be mekel. Now, is that pshat emo? Yeshlodim. Maisi is saying that is pshat in the emo over here. Again, so we have a second idea, a second malach over here. We want to tell you that you only be mekel in specifically this type of case where it's not nikku the klipa anymore. A third malach, I don't understand what's going on over here. There's a kivegor, or being done among a rum, the Pesach, and Sibutot, Samach Zayin. Over there it depends, is this halacha a chumah ba'almo or is it a halacha me'ikra din? That means saying, on the mekla boloi, a case of a klipa, is that a chumah? One time of calling Machabom, it's a chumah ba'almo. We don't know for sure. Some questions, maybe. Something went inside. Tam kolish, don't know. When the top is hot, the bomb is cold. Again, we're saying the case of klipa, we're discussing right now, right? I'm on the middle case right now. In the case of klipa, is the klipa lalocha osir? Vaday? Well, no, we're not sure, don't know. Choshesh, chumro. The words of Kivege called Magavom, it's a chumro ba'almo. Masha Enke, in the case of Gate, to Malicha, the case they're asking from, Gate the Shechit of Avoy Nazaro, the Shechit of Avoy, the Sakin, there it's Mikadin. Mikadin in the case of Shishim. That means it comes along a different mahalach over here and the Kashas, depends on a chumro ba'almo or Mikadin. Now, Kivege is Mamshach. And the other chodim bring down that again involved with the really different types of iwas over here. Is it an iwa called nifsak? The iwa that's not nifsak. Beard over. The person he has a pitcher of milk and he's pouring on top of his balser. So the pitcher over here, when you pour it on top of the balser, can be pouring out straight attached still to the pitcher over here. It's called loy nifsak. The stream is connected to the source. Or you can pour and pick up it right away, or some droplets come out, stop, drop. Call the case of nifsak. Two different metzias can happen. Either loy nifsak is still connected to the source, or the case over here of nifsak, which is not connected to the source. This chaluk, we'll see over here, we'll get to the simon sak base of zayin, and if Omer Shabbos, if I clean simon shin ches of yud, over there, mechabim exam, what's looking to get to Shabbos? Do a case of iroi, is it mevashal or not? There's a machlokes between the Bein Tam and the Rashbam, if this is an iroi. Mevashal kolei klipo. We paskin simen shin ches, simen shin yud ches, sef yud. We paskin in the iroi on Shabbos in mevash kolei klipa deraiso. Now that if he did it, says the mishmur is also even b'diavet. Speaks out the mishmur. However, let's say a person did an iroi that's nifsak, that's knocked into the source on Shabbos, then the loch is it's still osir, but the b'diavet is no knas. B'diavet is no knas. That means when it's loy nifsak deraiso mamish and there's a knas even b'diavet. When it's nifsak, not connected anymore, there's no knas anymore. Let me have two different types of cases of iur over here. Therefore, negatu, let's say, ba'os, by iser v'heter, what's lacha negatu iser v'heter? Is there a case of, that's what negatu Shabbos, the case of Bishul. Negatu the sinus tam. So we spoke out in Sim Kofay on some basis of Gimel. Negatu iur, also two things over there. Over there by iur, the case that is not nifsak, it's connected. This yam shlemo, that's brought down with the taz, this is kuloi. That means worse the case of Shabbos. As we know, because Shabbos is Bishul, and the idea of Isra'atir is Nesinas Tam. That's the Paskin like in Simitzak Dalit. Maisel, the Achonim B'ik did not go this way. They say Iroi Shaloi Nifsak is Klippot just like by Shabbos. Fine, that's Aleph. Second, the case of Isra'atir, when the case is that is Nifsak, not connected, but we machmer by Shari Surim, we also spoke out over there, the most Achonim say we machmer. The Gam is a Chaznish, and the Shupnei Yeshua says, Smutl totally, there's no more card to be Machmer. We come on to be Machmer. That means at the end of the day, we pass from Isser Vehetter, whether it's Nifsak or Loy Nifsak. The case of Loy Nifsak connected, Medina is also by Isser Vehetter. The case of Nifsak by Isser Vehetter, we Machmer mitzad Chomer Shaboy. Come on now, Kiveger, with this idea over here. Number one, Adam Meklo is a Chomer. He said, if I have a problem, in the case of we have Eroi. Let's be machmir to the sugya of iroi. He says iroi must be a case of nifsak, and there will also a case of a chumro. And if it was the case of a chumro, we come to be mekel when the case of when you cooked it together, and the milk will be mekel over here. That comes out, the two cases. In one case, when the poser fell inside the cholo, case of the mechab of the ratio, that the vat is nifsak. My poser fell out, not connected to the source, it's nifsak. It's very simple. This means dovagosh, chum of dovagosh. Everyone knows mechab doesn't hold the chum of dovagosh, not a problem over here. Fine. Maybe it's only the chum also. But the second case over here, that the case of milk fell on top of the bosser, must be that's the case of nifsak. And therefore, for that reason, since it's the case of nifsak, therefore, come along to be mekel and on the milk, and say, therefore, the loch is not shishim. That's the kim tovir. That means, be'ekir, this mahalach, and Kivege is saying, you look up between the Godom, he says the same mahalach, he says, avakasha. Mechabas also, the case of milk spilling on top of it, will it's nifsak or loy nifsak? No difference. Kivege says, you're right, echanami. The case is discussing case of nifsak. It's only a chumrah. That means again, what is the havon and our loch and sevkimol negay to the milk over here? The three malchim among what says in the page. Number one, we have a taz, pasul ivo, it's also, you're right. Klipo, don't know who it is, you need shishim, no shishim is also. The second malach, the way the shach understands, is tell if it's nikr and not nikr. And the third idea we have, kivega upon the monger of Rome, that says, depends if it's a chumra ba'almo or not. Chumra ba'almo, we can be mekel. Otherwise, in the case of a kulamaisi, you can't, you have to make a dini up your mach over here. It's a chumrah. It's not mikra din.
So we should be
mathing it. No, again, we're not. It's a chumrah. We're assuming that we won't say it's a sakina. We're not sure, but the evid. It didn't happen that way. Not sure. We don't know. So maybe ulay.
Even though it's not, it was nifsak. Don't we say it's a chumrah?
Should we be mathing it? No, and it's nifsak. It's not medinoy. With nifsak, with the iwe with machmer klipo, but only in mitan chumash shavoy. Mashi loy nifsak with mach medinoy. What?
In this case, with nifsak, we machmer, we should be machmer.
But now we don't know. But now that we can't get klipo, only in the case of the milk over here, can't get the klipo over here. He has to do a case of klipo. The case he has to do a klipo as a case of the evil mekel. Now again, the pimgonim brings down that malach like kivager. He doesn't like it. He says, "Oi, look up the Torah's chatzis inside." He has a serious issue at the Aruch. One time he says shishim, one time he says not to get a klipo. So the answer very simple: one's nipsak, one's not really nipsak. Fine, doesn't like it. Again, these are the three mahalchim we say on the page. So let's go back now. Question: are the mekelot is the chumro or mikardin? So it comes out we are very clear that the kivege is bringing down from the magavrom the loch is a chumro, and that's how the Prim Gonim is masked with the case of a chumro, except he has a bayam, it's how to give Eroi, and the Nisig Loi Nefsak. But the Vada Mekelo, the story of a Mekelo, is a chumro shavoy. Now the question is, the Taz and Shach do not say this. They did not say this malach like Mogavram, of Kiveger. Do they agree at the Mekelo is a chumro? They're saying it's a case of Me'ikra Din. That means, why are they arguing for? Are they arguing for because they hold this Me'ikra Din? Or are they arguing for because Be'etzim is a chumro? If a bayan, we're not mechalik in the kimto when the milk falls on top, whether it's nifsak or loy nifsak. What's bothering them? So it sounds like the shach, it is a chumro, because why is it chalik whether it's nivlo or not nivlo, whether it's nikr or not nikr? So it sounds like it's a chumro. In this case, we can't find it, we don't know what it is, keep what it is, we'll be mekel. Well, let's focus on the taz. The before shataz, the simon kofay, and the lochin sif aleph. Over the mechabah speaks out, the gate of sukkah of kavush. Now over there, the Taz says some words. People who asked me then what the words mean, so said, we'll get the Siman Tzach Aleph Sadal, we'll get back to explain it. So now, we're holding my Siman Tzach Aleph Sadal, now we explain it, but now you have to go back to the Taz and see what he says over there. Fine. The Taz, the Aloch of the Sifal, is discussing a sukkah of Kavush. Kavush means something liquid, with Isser, and Tzadakli, sat there 25 hours, the Aloch of it goes in Kuloi. Now, you want to take it out, another case of Kavush, takes another 25 hours to come out. The loch is by the case of kfisha at 25 hours is nice tam of kam. That means again you have a case over here, very simple, a bishul, a case of kovish going in, kovish coming out. The loch is the maisis mutter b'diavad, the nice tam of kam. What happens? It went in through a case of kovish, but now the second time the ista went inside is being blatantly clear. The second time doing an active bishul. That means kovish going in, kovish going out, mutter nice tam of kam. Kovish going in and then bishul coming out, what's the loch over here? Maybe it's re-osser. The bleas are coming out from inside the kli, well, asa, the thing itself. Says the taz, the meiser, it's mutter. Taz, right away, it's mutter, the end of the taz of cotton olive. Why? Maybe it's very safer. So there, there's a goyis at Taz. Taz says, I'll answer you why. Taz himself says, I'll defend myself why I wrote this mutter. He says, the geta asking the kli over here, he says it's a chumra ba'alma. The kisha went aside, chumra ba'alma, only case of a kli over here, maybe case of shefa, maybe come along to mishtamish b'mu'at, it's a chumra. Mash, enkin, simit, sadik, alf, sim, dalit. Over there, I pass along like the revolver over there. There, it's not a chumra. Think it's mikadin. I mean, he's contrasting why over here he came along to Aser, nobody came along to be Mekel. Do you know why over there to be Mekel? Because over there is a Chumra Ba'almo. Speaks out the Divrei Yoel, Satmar Rebbe and Shuvah, and says, Chor Taz, that says to Ogon, this Mokavon, this Pivager, the Sayyid Shuvah is what a Mekel Abayla Porta is Mekah Adin over here. And now Machalik is over here. It's Mekah Adin. Now you can't get involved with Mekah Adin, the Abon of the Raisa, maybe it's the Raisa, maybe even Yishlotim. But nice is Mekah Adin. That means again, so we have Kivegir, his Malach, Adamekla is a Chumro. Go back to Taz, read it slowly, a Goyse Taz. He's saying over there to make a case of Kavush, when do Bishop afterwards, in the case of Shefa, Zero Otto, maybe Muat. Only a little bit went inside to look Chum of Alma. Over here, look, in case of Ikar, then.
So Taz and Kivegir hold the same discernment,
but what's the Chumro? It could be. It could be, but it's not addressed. Yeah, the same as it, yeah, it sounds like it. But not the case of the Mekel of Bola Porto. Maisa comes out, negate to the milk. What comes out? Maisa, we have those who are Mekel, that's the main time. The we, for the Rambam, Isavet Orech, Chaber, Shach, Yad Yudo. Those who want to be Machmo here. Okay, we have the Rivol, the Yamshon, the Taz, and the Pitar Kodesh. And they won't be Machmo. To take it to like, say, one case, we have over here a situation where a person, when he has, let's say, a piece of green in his hand, and he puts it on top of the bosser. The guy said, people start screaming, what are you doing? What are you doing? You pick it up right away. Usually it's more common in a house where you have cheese, you put on something powerful, you put on bosser. Fine, you put it on, you take it away right away. What halacha, how do you apply the gate to talk over? What does that mean? What happened here? So, Kamlung, you first could say, you have a chamudinil. Everyone's chamudinil. Simkofei, it's a konches over there. It says something you move right away. Had no time of transferring. Could be its mutter. However, we spoke out then, and then the retro gloss on the side says we did not pass the from mutter nil unless you have tsurufim. Masham. Tsurufim, the rabbonim, we need tsurufim. Come with that kachuv over here. He brings down the base, sits cloth, and come along and says, let's analyze this case over here. You have a case over here that's top, let's say it's hot, the mountain is cold over here. If you say the case Adamekalo, you say Adamekalo, it's in your hand. So come on, the Yadhuda says, it depends where the cloud is coming from. Is he saying Shabbat is coming to cool down? Like the Rashi, yeah. Come on, so the pressure is Sivat V'Orech, there's no pressure, it's in the end over here. Or they point out, Adamekala, according to Kireg Magavam, is a Chumra Ba'alma. So now, to be Mekal, number one, you have the Chumra Daniel. On a Chumra Ba'alma, on one sheet of hose, not, there is no is at all of Klippa. Why? Because over here, it's in your hand, there's no pressure over here. So the body can be Mekel. That means you're holding something, you put cheese that's boiling hot on top of your pizza, on top of something that's sliced over here, that's boiling hot straight out of the oven, put it on top, right away take it off. What do you have? You have a chumro of a case that maybe there is no idea of a bleas coming out of chumud nil, so it's basically because that could chew, it might be Mekel. What? I said the Bechalik, right? I'm making tsurufim out of it. That's why, if it be Mekel by one reason, I don't need tsurufim. Right? That's the whole idea of tsurufim. All of them are fine. But the last point over here, the second case, the Shulchan Aruch Siv Dalet, we're saying when a case, cannot do a case of a klipo, again, what comes out, we have either to be Mekel, that's Mechaber Amor, we have the Shach depends if it's Nicker, we have the Taz saying to be Machmer, and the Kivege depends if a Chum and not a Chumro. With this, let's now plug in the Locha in Siv Beis. Over there, there's a Taz of this of Kon Al, Siv Kon Beis. Over there, discussed the case in Sebeis, halacha when cold is touching cold. The word of Mechab is, the case of cold, of cheese should not touch a case of meat or a plate should not touch one to another, lechatchila. B'dievet, sounds like it should be mutter. The Taz says, b'dievet lemais it's mutter. That's the Taz of Kon Aleph. Taz of Kon Beis, the Kamal discusses the Yam Shleimo, you have herring that's salty, and you have kishum that are salty with its main melech of air. You put it on top of a plate of a goy, the whole chidrochim seem to go do it that way. In fact, the Yamshir Shloimei quotes, how can I do that? It should be ulcer. Maisi, putting this thing on top of a plate over here should be ulcer. the task goes further after Yom Shlomo wants to ask her and yell the Holchei Drachim. If you tell the Torah's Chattis, it says, if Nichol Gedev Holchei Drachim Mushasat Chak, Gedev B'Yevim, B'Yevim Maisat Sporter. So Machloikis, in the case of cold touching cold, what's the locha of B'Yevim? The Yom Shlomo wants to ask her, the Shas, and the Torah's Chattis, B'Shasat Chak can be Mekel. Now why is it B'Shasat Chak, just go wash off the plate? One that people go to Kasha, others ask it. But it can be Mekel. Let's analyze it. We have Siv Aleph, Siv Beis, Sugya of Adocho. Siv Dal, we have a Sugya of Klipo. When you cannot do a Klipo, what's a Locho? Samach Likis, Taz Rishach. If it's not Nikon, Mais, can be Mekel. Mechaber, Ramo, must be Mekel over here. Sugya of Adocho. Let me get a little drop on the top, some film on the top, some Ticha on top. Do you all see the Locho of Shishim? Let's contrast one verse to the other. We all see the Locho of Shishim.
That means, side,
so we're saying again, we're saying over here, come on, Grandma, and he's saying over here, the Lord says the Maisa, to be Mekel over here, right? And by Docho, we're coming to be Machmer, what is going on over here? So come on, people are going to speak out. What time the Yom Shlomo is Lushitosoi? The Yom Shlomo says, we need Shishim against the Klippon Siv Dalid. The Yom Siv Beis, he needs Shishim versus Tich over there. And he says, Echonami. We can compare the two sugars over there, and the Yom Shlomo is Lushitosoi. And then it speaks out also the Prima God, the Torah's Chatz is Lushitosoi. Torah's Chatz over here says you can be Mekel, when you can do a case of a Klipo on Siv Dalit. The case of the Mashu, the filament on top, can be Mekel on Siv Beis. Each one is Lushitosoi. Fine. You can point out the Taz Tish, what happened here? Taz sounds like you mach over here, and not Klor, but sounds like maybe it could be said upon Torah's Chatz over there, sounds like it can be Mekel. But Yesh L'chalik, Ulai. The first thing point out that the Svo over there, why he Mekel? Why would he have an Lachosh over there? Why is the Taz on Mekel? So it sounds like the beginning of the Taz. Achzuka is loy machzik sarkinon. Who said anything transfer at all? Mashik over here could say, we know there are Blias over here, Kizval is a Chumum, Mekadin. But that means we have one Avono. But why is Yom Shlomo again saying to Yimachmer? Some people go to why he's Lashitosli with Sif Dalit. Says the Prima God, Piskei Tshuva, Koni Chavdas, a different reason. So what is the Peshat over here in this Taz Yom Shlom Wati Yom Achmer? Could we know that Lachan Tzimin Tzadik Tess is, Kimavatul Isla Atchilo? No. Do a Bemezid, Knas, here what happened, you put something on a plate, Kimavatul Isla Atchilo, the guy did it for you, Kimavatul Isla Atchilo, the case of a Mezid. Therefore, the Olim Stol Piskei Tshuva, the beginning of the Tzimin being down, the idea of Mezid over here, you get a Knas, that's really the Vono of our Yom Shlom, says the Chavdas. Nothing said is Lishitosoi with Siv Dalid. Otherwise, you have a couple of Kasha and Sub Shana Taz over here, Yishlachalik. Maisha is a different word. Why Yom Shlomo will be Machm instead of Sugir Knas? Sugir Knas. The last case of Dalid is Sugir of Tzainim and Tzainim. You have one cold touching cold. Now, you have to realize we had cold Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. We have cold Dalid. Right? Four times. That means in Aleph, we had a case of cold of cheese to meat. Beis, we had a case of Kalim to salads. We still give a case of bread to cheese over there, or bread to meat over there. The first three cases are cases of salad to salad, alabez and gimel. Siv dal is a case of salad to liquid. Are they the same alocha in the avid? Same alocha? If you didn't do adocha to it, what's alocha in these cases? Is it same and same, same color or different? So come on the minchas Yaakov, you want to mechal between the two cases over here. You want to tie them with salad to salad, what are you worrying about? Only the small amount of ticha, so the oil is on top of it, some of the sediments, some of the pieces on the top of it. And if you don't do adocha as it's called, and only the shishim versus the little sediments on top, usually we have a case of shishim. Now, shenki ba'os, in case of tzainin but tzainin, we don't do adocha, then the b'liyasoi merubo, and therefore the locha is in shishim versus a whole entire piece. Then after in the case of adocha, and alapes and gimel, nice, you have shishim, but you have this water. And Dalit is shishim against the whole entire piece. And how does it work against if Dalit do a docha? He said a docha takes out the police that's inside. Police that's inside. Yeshua Chabjin Alpes Gimel versus case of Dalit. It sounds like what he's saying. In the case of liquid over here, we spoke out in simple face of Aleph. What's the idea of 24 hours? Is the idea that 24 hours you have liquid side slowly gets to level, now at 24 hours transfers all the time in one shot? Or we spoke out, Shailach HaMasyur, Chavdas, every moment, a little bit, drop, goes inside. It's 24 hours, now we have time. Sounds like he's saying it goes in, even by the case of Miyat, a little bit, and it goes inside. And therefore, he says the halacha is that if a person does not do a docha and sif talid, he's cheating for his own entire chaticha. That's his portent over here by the Mekiveger. Mekiveger itself saying this halacha mitzad the Minchas Yaakov and says it's not the same sugya as Aleph Beis and Gimel. Aleph Beis and Gimel without a docha will be mutter by the event. Sif talid without a docha, cheating against the whole entire piece over here. Come on, Mekiveger, he's mamshuch. Now, it depends what shulchan aruch you have. Some shulchan aruch says, I'm prima godim. Some shulchan aruch says, nochen of a prima godim. He's correct. Some shulchan aruch says what prima godim says. Some left out what prima godim says. So, he might be correct, might not. This is what the Maisi does say. Come on, he quotes the Minchas Yaakov. He says, in Simon Kofay, he says, Pele godol be'enai. Something that's called being balea. Something called being balea, the dog is thinking, get over here. But that's not so. He has his rayas to it. And then it says, even without a docha, what's the din? A body only shishim versus a little bit on top of it. We don't need shishim versus all type piece over here. But that means it comes out, whatever you're saying is nocha the prima godim, could be you're saying that. Now what's a locha b'di'evet? He's saying, b'atzem, it should be the same locha like Aleph Beis and Gimel. Except over here, need shishim versus the case of the ticha on top. Then we have to realize, Homachlokes of Minchas Yaakov Prima Godim is discussing b'di'evit not to a dochan sif talid liquid to a salad. The shishim versus the whole thing, or shishim versus the ticha on top, the filament on top. But no one's bothering a b'di'evit. I mean, sif al beizin gimel come along those one tiny without a dochan b'di'evit is mutter. Why actually Islam must see them as the shishim, whatever it's for is, and they say it over. And sif talid, the way Kivek is setting it up, the shell is not. Is it can be mutter b'di'evit or not mutter b'di'evit? It's be osur. But how much is also shishim versus ticha on top, or shishim versus the whole entire piece? Because Yaakov won't say shishim versus the whole entire piece without the case of a docho. And that's a no, meaning shishim on top of the ticha. But the mati b'di'evit, that we won't say. That means a little bit different than Aleph Beis and Gimel over here.
What?
Usually we have shishim. No, you have to. What? No, again, you have a piece of meat and milk here, right? Or it's concerning with tzayne. What's a locha if you do not do a docha? Yes, you have a little drop of the milk on top. Do you, is it good to have it? Oh, no, you need to know, you have shisha.
The milk on the meat.
So again, well, you have some kofi.
That's little.
Pashya betel. Yeah. Most of the can say pashya. Can say you always have shisha, but it sounds like a little different. The Tash sounds like it's mutu b'di'eva. In Sivalos, right? Over here, it sounds like, no, you need shishim. Can we have shishim? But it's a little bit different level of how much you need. Just end off, Maisim, Bershom on Sunday, Sugyum Licha, Sefei Sivav. Again, we saw it right at the end of Kofay, some people Chazara, but the main Sugy is really Simon Samach Tes. So don't get bogged down by it. It's a little bit tedious, but Maisim, try to focus what it says on the page over here. Tomorrow is at Saras Atfilo. I assume what time is it? 2:30 is going to be. My wife's in America. I'm in charge of my kids. I'll figure out what I'm going to be tomorrow because there's no school. And I'm home in the afternoon. I'm the mommy now. So I have to figure out if I'm going to be at. I doubt I'll be at tomorrow. I have to figure out if I'm taking them. How am I taking them? But there is Sadie here. What best? How do you have a Saras Atfilo? You start with Acholas, you know, go to the mikvah, then you come to your Sadie. It's Boshed over here. Simple. Fine. Hatzlocha. What? Why does that feel?